This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, brought to you by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
Let's turn now to the UVA Cancer Center. Joining me live in studio, and very happy to have them here, is Josh Scott, who is the Associate Director of Development at the Cancer Center, and Dr. Jeff Weiss, who is the Deputy Director at the Cancer Center. And Josh, if I'm not mistaken now, it is officially the Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center, right?
The new building that we're working on will be the Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center. This will be a new freestanding facility that really integrates all of the care that one would need into one facility.
Yeah,
and we're really excited. The groundbreaking for this new facility will be next spring, with an anticipated opening sometime in 2010. So we're really excited about that. This is really something that's going to help shape the the landscape of cancer care, not only here at the university, but in the Commonwealth and nationally.
Well, I'm so glad you're here, because I, like most people out there, it was sort of on my peripheral vision. Yes, there's the UVA is doing something about a cancer center, but I didn't know all the details. And so it's good. Now we're going to get the details right now. But first I want to say, too, you worked with Emily Couric, right?
I did. For whom the
cancer center is named.
Exactly. The new clinical cancer center will be named for former state senator Emily Couric, who meant a lot to all of us who lived here in Charlottesville. We were very fortunate that through the work of the Cancer Center and Dr. George Beller, who's Emily's husband, and the work of the Board of Visitors, and a lot of people in this community pulling together to ensure that Emily's going to be remembered in a very special way through this clinical cancer center.
And Josh Scott is with us, and also Dr. Jeff Weiss, who's the deputy director. Dr. Weiss, if you can, just with the broad strokes here, if you can tell us a little bit about why this is significant in the in terms of cancer research, but also significant here for Charlottesville and the University of Virginia.
In my experience with cancer centers around the country, one of the things about a cancer center is that it's often the best-kept secret in the community. It may be a very well-established, esteemed, well-known organization everywhere but in the community in which it lives. And Charlottesville, Central Virginia, and the state of Virginia should be very proud of what it has from the standpoint of cancer investment. The University of Virginia Cancer Center and the Virginia Commonwealth University Cancer Center are the only two National Cancer Institute designated cancer centers in the state. They are very close together, obviously, but they serve quite different clientele. Both of them are devoted to the highest quality cancer care, cancer research, and support of outreach activities within the community and in the broader state. So it's a big deal for the state, for the region, and for the community of Charlottesville.
We're talking about the new Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center with Josh Scott, who's the Associate Director of Development, and Dr. Jeff Weiss, who's the Deputy Director of the new Cancer Center. Josh, give us an idea of the timetable here, when we can expect to see, you mentioned the groundbreaking. When can we expect it to actually open for business, for lack of a poor choice of words, but to open? And also, where's it going to be exactly?
Sure. The Cancer Center, we're going to have the groundbreaking for this new facility in the spring of next year, so probably April or May of 2008. And the location is going to be right at the gateway for the health system. It's going to be where the west parking garage is. So anybody who visits the hospital or the Cancer Center where it is now and parks in the parking garage for the university hospital, that's where that location will be. So they're in the process right now of building a new parking garage, which you can see from West Main Street. It's
right,
behind the east parking garage. And so in 2008, we'll tear down the old parking garage, and that'll be the kickoff for this Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center. We anticipate an opening in 2010, and we'll be continuing to serve patients, certainly at the current cancer center, until that new facility is open.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, the current cancer center, because UVA, if it's my understanding, is already ranked very high when it comes to cancer research and clinical trials and all that. Fill us in on the details about that, the mm-hmm. existing work that's going on that will be transitioned over into this new facility.
Many of you may know that annually there is a ranking by U.S. News and World Report, and the University of Virginia Cancer Center has been gradually moving itself up among the ranks of the strong programs around the country. It's currently ranked 27th nationally, so it fits well within the top 100 university-based hospitals around the country. It means that it has been identified by the National Cancer Institute as having evidence of patient care, excellence, excellence in its research, and excellence in its outreach programs to the extent that it warrants supporting the Cancer Center with federal dollars to provide infrastructure for the conduct of its work. The Cancer Center has been in existence since 1987. At the present time, it is a virtual Cancer Center. There is no building that is designated the Cancer Center building. We anticipate that the opening of the Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center is going to be the true objective evidence of our presence as a force in cancer care, and we really look forward to this as being a very good centering influence for the city and the community.
My guests are Dr. Jeff Weiss, the Deputy Director at the new UVA Cancer Center, and Josh Scott, who's Associate Director of Development. The phone lines are open if you've got a question at 977-1070. You pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll put you right through. Dr. Weiss, Lance Armstrong was on Meet the Press. I think it was yesterday, wasn't it, Josh?
Yep.
And he was talking about the latest stats on cancer. One in three Americans will be diagnosed sometime in their lifetime with cancer. 1.3 million people die a year. That's 1,500 deaths a day, which he described as a 9/11 every 2 days. Cancer is 200 different diseases. Are we any closer? I mean, because most Americans are like me, I would imagine. They sit back and they think, gosh, you know, we must be throwing tons of money at that. Are we any closer? Do they have any idea what's going on? Or how far out are we from some kind of a cure? And I know cancer is like a spectrum. You've got some, like prostate cancer, which are very curable if caught early enough, and then others like a liver cancer, which is pretty much of a death sentence in many cases.
You sound like a member of Congress. you may know that the National Cancer Act was approved by Congress in Richard Nixon's administration, and it was at that time that the National Cancer Institute was provided its own designated budget within the National Institutes of Health to support activities like National Cancer Institute designated cancer centers. It turns out that the take-home point was, is that going to be the best way to accomplish reduction of mortality from cancer? I'm happy to tell you that within the last 5 years, cancer mortality within the United States has begun to decline. That was hard to come up with in the first 20 years of the National Cancer Act, and people were getting worried. But it's true that it's honestly happening. And cancer still represents the dominant cause of death within the United States. It turns out that heart disease used to be the leader of the pack, but things have been going so well in the management of heart disease these days that it as a cause of mortality in the population has declined dramatically. So we've certainly got our job to do, but I think it's, there's beginning to be a crack in the veneer of cancer as a principal cause of death. Still have lots of work to do. It's a huge and difficult problem to deal with, principally because the answers to its questions are really at the core of life and the core of the biology of disease. And it's going to take incredible scientific work and people who are capable of understanding that, as well as many of the scientists at the University of Virginia have been able to do and contribute to understanding the disease before we begin to really impact it. But we're making progress. In fact, I think in the next 10 years, it's really going to be pretty exciting because we are now utilizing drugs that are targeted at molecular targets, targets that have only been identified in the last 10 years. And it's something that is unprecedented from the standpoint of the way therapies have been developed in the past.
And Coy, that really ties back into this new building that the university's working on as well. I mean, we're talking about a building that's being designed specifically for the next generation of cancer care. I mean, the technology evolves so quickly, and we're going to be at a point where we have a facility that really not only accommodates but embraces those technological advancements that lead to better patient care and better outcomes for patients.
So is the cancer center going to be the type of place where not only there are labs where research is being done, but there's also the beds for the folks who are sick? Is it that dual type of facility? Or
the facility is going to be solely an outpatient facility, and it will provide clinic areas for surgeons, for hematologists, medical oncologists. It will provide state-of-the-art radiation oncology capability, which is becoming one of the more sophisticated and exciting areas of new cancer treatment development. But it is going to be a facility really for the patient that can be brought to the center and will walk in the door to get their therapy. The hospital will still represent the place where patients who require inpatient care will be managed. And as you may know, the hospital is undergoing a significant expansion currently. And the laboratories will be arrayed across the health system and will be actually substantially aided by a new building that's going up now, the Carter Harrison Building, which will include substantial space for new laboratory research, which is sorely needed within the medical school.
Let me ask you this question, and we're talking with Dr. Jeff Weiss, who's the deputy director at the new Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center at UVA, and Josh Scott is also with us, the associate director of development for the new center. Yesterday, when Lance Armstrong, who survived a battle with cancer, was on Meet the Press, he said the best researchers are actually going outside of this country now to do their job because there's a lack of funding, which therefore means a lack of morale. 1 out of 10 research projects and grants get funded. 1 out of 10, so just 10%. He said the government only spends $6 billion a year on research for cancer, which, you know, let's be honest and compare that to the money that's being poured into Iraq every week. It pales by comparison. It doesn't even stack up. What's your reaction to this? This is something I know you're familiar with day to day.
Well, it's true. And actually, we've witnessed both an absolute and a relative decline in the amount of money available for the conduct of basic science research into cancer medicine and translational research related to developing new therapies for patients. And now is not the time to get too wimpy about the research needs because it's a critical time for development of therapy. And if there's one thing that the listenership can do, it's actually contact their legislators and give them a piece of their mind.
Yeah. Josh?
Well, this also opens up a huge void for philanthropy. I mean, we have a lot of amazing supporters of the UVA Cancer Center. One group in particular, our Patients and Friends Research Fund, organized by a group of volunteers who just pour their heart and souls into finding private support to help kickstart some of these research projects. You know, the lack of federal support means that, you know, a lot of these researchers, as you mentioned, have to turn elsewhere. And this is an amazing opportunity for philanthropy. I mean, you talk about your money making a huge difference, you know, to some of these very innovative research projects at a point where they need the funding to be able to apply for some of these federal funds. So it's a wonderful opportunity. We're very fortunate at the university to have the strong research that attracts a lot of this private philanthropy.
Right, right. Yeah. We're talking with Josh Scott, the Associate Director of Development at the new UVA Cancer Center, and Dr. Jeff Weiss, the Deputy Director. And Josh, there's an event coming up at the end of September we want to let folks know about because this is open to everybody can participate.
Sure. We're very fortunate. We have Lucinda Williams, a Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, coming to Charlottesville on Tuesday, September 25th at the Charlottesville Pavilion. Lucinda is hosting this concert, and it's going to benefit directly the UVA Cancer Center. where you have premium ticket packages available through the Health System Development Office. For $125, you can get a ticket to a pre-concert reception at Bohème Restaurant, one of the very best seats for the concert, and best of all, a portion of that donation goes directly to the UVA Cancer Center to support not only patient care initiatives, but also innovative research through our Patients and Friends Research Fund. So if anybody's interested in buying some of these Cancer Center benefit package tickets for the Lucinda Williams concert, they can call us at 924-0290. You can also go to the Charlottesville Pavilion website if you want to buy some of the regular tickets that don't include the pre-concert reception. So yeah. we're very fortunate. Our
and
friends.
And what's the number again? 924?
924-0290. And the concert again with Lucinda Williams, who was named America's Best Songwriter by Time Magazine.
And it's again, it's September 25th.
September 25th
downtown.
At the Charlottesville Pavilion. Most folks may know Lucinda Williams. Through some, you know, she's kind of an alternative country, you know, singer, songwriter in the style of Emmylou Harris or like that. She actually wrote Passionate Kisses, which was her first Grammy came from writing that song, which became very famous through Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Sure,
so,
sure.
So we're excited about that. Lucinda Williams on Tuesday, September 25th. Come on out, hear good music, and support the UVA Cancer Center.
Well, listen, what I would like to do is if we can continue, I would like to have this be a regular thing. And Josh, you and I stay in touch all the time, so let's just keep talking. I would like to see if we can have sort of a regular update on the Cancer Center on this program to keep people informed, because we don't want it to get off people's radar. We want people to know this is a major thing for this country, not only just for Charlottesville and UVA, for the country to have this big new cancer center and all the research that's going on here. And so, you know, it's not going to open until 2010. It's a few years away. So I think we need to have some regular updates. So let's do that. Yeah. I also want to say, you know, a few years ago, there was a woman that went in for elective bladder surgery, and they opened her up and they found stage 3A ovarian cancer, which her mother died of. And that woman was my mother. And I tell you, as a family that was directly touched by cancer, thank God she lived another 5 years, three of which were fantastic. But it is a brutal, brutal, horrific way to die. And I want to thank both of you and thank everybody, Dr. Weiss, that you work with. And thank everybody, Josh, that has written you a check and said, let's get this thing built and let's start helping people. Thank you so much for everything you do when you get up and go to work in the morning. You really have a tremendous impact on people's lives and families like mine. And I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Coy.
Thanks, Coy.
Josh Scott with the Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center and Dr. Jeff Weiss, the Deputy Director. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To participate in the program, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, sevillepodcast.com.